Getting John Bolton confirmed is a top priority not only for the White House, but also for someone who hopes to succeed President Bush in 2008. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Frist is laying the groundwork for a presidential bid. His performance and his frustrations as Senate Majority Leader may affect his standing with conservative groups, among others. NPR's Mara Liasson followed Senator Frist on a visit to an important primary state, South Carolina.
In front of a huge hydroelectric dam near Columbia, South Carolina, Bill Frist is campaigning, not for himself, mind you, but for the president's energy bill.
It is a real pleasure and a real privilege to be here standing in front of this dam that does strike right at the heart of what we're addressing on the floor of the United States Senate. And that is a comprehensive energy policy, which our country...
Frist has sandwiched the visit to the dam between two fundraisers for South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, a great opportunity for Frist to meet important Republican donors and activists. Frist isn't the only Republican presidential hopeful who's visited the state, where the first Southern primary will be held in 2008. Virginia Senator George Allen and Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney have been here. So have former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Arizona Senator John McCain. Lee Bandy, the chief political writer for the state newspaper in Columbia, says Frist is the highest-ranking Republican who's visited, but he still has a big hill to climb.
I don't see Senator Frist right now making a big splash here in South Carolina. A lot of people here don't know that much about him. You know, they know he's from Tennessee and is a medical doctor, but they really don't know that much about him. His personality doesn't exactly excite Republican activists.
Bob Leach is one of those activists. A Republican member of the South Carolina State House, he's just the kind of evangelical conservative that Frist needs to win over. One of Leach's concerns is the Senate compromise that recently defused the so-called nuclear option. The compromise was put together by John McCain, a potential rival for Bill Frist, and the compromise denied Frist the guaranteed up-or-down vote for the president's nominees that Frist had promised.
No makes him look less effective on being able to put this nominees together and get them passed. One of the things that's hurt him a lot in upstate South Carolina is McCain. McCain seems to be behind the scenes leaders, and we feel like Majority Leader Frist should take more control of his party.
In his defense, Frist points out that since the compromise was brokered, 6 of the 7 judicial nominees that had been filibustered by Democrats have been confirmed, and Bob Leach admits the deal on judges looks better to him today than he thought it would. Leach is also sympathetic to the difficulties of running for president from the position of Senate Majority Leader.
It can be done, but it's walking a tight rope, and so far Frist has not been able to keep the balance on the fence. He keeps falling off one side or the other.
Barry Wynn, the former chairman of the South Carolina State Republican Party, says there are two ways Frist can connect with South Carolina Republican voters: through his convictions, like Ronald Reagan did in 1980, or his record, like George H.W. Bush did in 1988.
I think that he'll have to do this based more on his actions than on the emotions and the charisma that he has out there on the stump. So I do think that his performance in the Senate is going to be very, very important if he does get involved in the primary.
Wynn says right now the two top Senate issues for Republican activists in South Carolina are judges and John Bolton, and they're waiting for Senator Frist to deliver on both. As for Frist himself, he's well aware of the pitfalls of running for president from his leadership position. Since 1960, no sitting senator has ever won the White House, but Frist has a different game plan. He's leaving the Senate at the end of 2006, so if he runs, it will be as Dr. Frist.
And after 18 months, I'm going back to Tennessee. I'm going back to live in the house that I grew up in, and I'm very comfortable with that. I'm not a career politician. I came to this body as a citizen legislator. People in Washington say, well, that's a lot of talk. It's not a lot of talk. I serve as Majority Leader now, and 18 months from now, I'm going back home. I'm thinking about being a medical missionary. I'm thinking about returning to my cardiac surgical practice and doing heart transplants, where I have the opportunity for making people's lives better who are going to die of heart disease. And I'm thinking about other ways of public service, including government. And so all options are open.
Those options include lots more visits to South Carolina.
I've been here in the past many times. I suppose I'll be coming back many times in the future. It's a conservative state, a state very similar like Tennessee. I love the people of South Carolina.
And it's Bill Frist's goal to get that love reciprocated by early 2008. Mara Liasson, NPR News.